Chapter 2. Cross-Cultural Dating. You meet thousands of people and none of them really touch you, and then you meet one person and your life is changed forever. Love and Other Drugs, 2010. How I Met My Husband. I was on the adventure of my life. Just 2 weeks before, I arrived in the U.S. from Italy as an exchange student, and after settling in, I decided to go to New York City, all by myself. I wanted to explore the city that never sleeps before classes started, so I hit the internet. I found a private house owned by an elderly lady with 3 rooms to rent within my budget. Perfect. I booked a room immediately, and 2 days later, I was there bright and early, but apparently not early enough. As I entered the foyer, a man was talking animatedly with an old lady, who I assumed was the owner. I guess he was also a guest because he had a suitcase with him. He turned to me as I approached, smiled, and very gentlemanly stepped back. I approached the lady, showed her my booking and all, got my room key, and when I turned around, he was still standing there. I smiled as I approached the staircase he was blocking. He said, "Hello, I'm Ahmed." And my life has never been the same since. Multiracial dating. I guess you can say that Ahmed and I had our first date the day we met. First time lodging here? First time in New York? Oh, well, I've been here a couple of times, so if you want a free tour guide... Thanks, that would be great. Okay then, see you back down here in 15? We were inseparable from that moment on. I must say that when my husband and I were dating, we were a tad oblivious to our dissimilarities. Oh, we noticed our cultural differences, all right. We just sort of glossed over them a bit because we were too busy falling in love. Here's one example that comes to mind. On our first dinner date together, it was interesting to see him pray in a different way from mine. That's it. I just observed it. I didn't think that food, praying, and meal habits would be a hot topic later. Of course, I know better now. If I could bring back time, we would have done a few things differently, and we would have been a bit more vocal, not just about our differences, but about our expectations regarding those differences later on. So, if you're cross-culturally dating now, please read my advice below. It will save you a lot of time, arguments, and tears later. But perhaps more importantly, they will help increase your chances of a successful multiracial relationship because you started with a good foundation. If you're past dating, please read my advice below. It's never too late to make adjustments to reduce your chances of ending in a difficult and problematic marriage. If you're already married or have a family, please read my advice below. Firstly, it's always good to reflect. If there's a topic on the list you realize you didn't do but should have, at the very least, you'll understand why it may be such an issue now. Secondly, it's never too late. You can still apply some of the tips below, regardless of where you are in your relationship today. Top 8 tips for dating outside your cultural comfort zone. Number 1. Be authentic. This is my best piece of dating advice.